caused to come to demand an explanation in person, or to ask for it anyway. One did not demand anything of the Marquis of Claverbrook, who had never been known for the sweetness of his temper. Duncan's mother did not have any reassurance to offer. She did not even know he had been cut off until he told her so. "I only wonder," she said, when he went to her boudoir the morning after his arrival, or the early afternoon to be more precise, since mornings did not figure largely in her favourite times of the day, "that he did not cut you off 5 years ago, my love, if he was going to do it at all. We all expected that he would then. I was even toying with the idea of going to plead with him not to, but it struck me that by doing so, I would quite possibly goad him into cutting you off even sooner than he planned. Perhaps he forgot until recently that you were still drawing on the rents of Woodbine. Not so harshly, Hetty. You will pull out every hair on my head, and whatever will I do then?" Her maid was vigorously brushing the tangles out of her hair. But his grandfather was not renowned for a poor memory either, especially where money was concerned. "Graham says he will not support your excesses for longer than a week at the outside," his mother added, returning her attention to her son as she arranged the flowing folds of her peignoir to show her